workshop. So we already did the resolution to swear in Jason Buster as police captain. The next thing that we will be voting on is an ordinance introduction, which will be the ordinance 2019-004. That's the ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending in its entirety Chapter 173, peddling and soliciting. This is the ordinance that will address the new fee for ice cream vendors. The fee for the license is $500. And also in there, another key point is it will be limited to only 10 vendors if anyone who currently has been a vendor leaves. So if people leave, we will not be replacing that slot. We will limit it to 10. Okay? Anything else on that? You good?
No. I had a question on that.
Yeah.
So their grandfather, the group 16 right. have it grandfathered in.
16 or 14, but if they leave.
Be able to purchase the license.
Okay. And that's it. So, but if any of them retire, we don't backfill.
Okay.
We will limit it to 10.
Okay.
Okay? So.
So the price is $500?
$500.
Once it gets down to 10 and somebody leaves, then somebody else can get a license?
Yeah, as people leave, we leave it at 10. And then if it gets down to 6, then we would hire 4 more.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But the magic threshold will be 10 through attrition.
Okay. What's the money going to be paid by?
I think it's the same every year.
Same as always.
Yeah, same as always.
Okay.
At least
okay.
whatever.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next, we have no public hearings or adoptions. And we have 5 resolutions that we will approve by consent. The first one is 2019-098, and that is a resolution for a tax overpayment. The next is resolution 2019-099, and that is a resolution authorizing the city to apply, to make application, provide information, and authorize us as correspondents for a grant and a low interest loan. The grant being $97,100, the low interest loan being $291,300, a total of $388,400, and that is for Ski Beach, am I correct?
Correct. We went over that pretty much in detail with Jim Mattel in our next meeting.
So we're good.
The application.
Yes.
Yeah.
The application. It gives us the authority to do it. The next is resolution 2019-100, and that is a resolution for a street opening permit based on a hardship, and I think this has been discussed in previous meetings, correct?
Yes, we voted on it 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We're going to adopt the resolution.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. The next is resolution 2019-0101, and that is awarding the bid for the construction of our new firehouse to, is it Fabri? Fabri? That F-A-V-B-R-I Builders.
Fabri.
Fabri Builders. They were the lowest bid, correct?
Yes, lowest qualified bid.
Lowest qualified bid with all the everything.
And it's getting to end, including demo.
Great.
Yes, sir.
The next is 2019-0102. And that is, we are hiring our professional service contract for a human resource / personnel consultant. This individual is a retired employee from the state of New Jersey Civil Service with 30 years plus experience. The contract does not exceed $12,000, and the purpose of the hiring is to look at all our civil service titles to make sure that people earn the proper titles based on civil service regulations. Anything on that?
Nope.
We're good?
She'll be welcome.
Yeah.
That's something that is a difficult path to
find.
Yeah.
Can I go back just to the fire department thing real quick?
Sure.
Just looking at the bids, they were very competitive.
I know.
Really good to see that.
It was grouped very closely.
Yeah. So that what that tells me, someone who sees a lot of these, Tim, you'll see this too, the bid package was really done well.
Yeah.
It was really, when you get bids that are that tight-knit, I mean, from, we had how many, 11 bidders, the lowest was 3.158, the highest was 3.738.
Yeah.
That's nothing. on a $3 million project.
And also shows you that in the range, you're getting towards the low end of the range, which is excellent.
Yeah.
As far as the bids coming in.
Yeah.
The bottom five were within 3.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 3.158, 3.176.
So.
3.32. It's
sarcastic.
So that really showed, and I give a lot of credit to the chief with that, and Commissioner Kriebel for going through that process. And the architect, Bill McQueese.
Yeah.
Really going through that, and I think Ed Stinson threw his hat in there a little bit as well. That, kudos all around. You get a bid coming in like that, that's...
Teamwork. Yeah.
It's rare.
I know. I looked at that.
For that large of a project.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like nothing. It's like pennies.
We do the engineering ones just for a street painting, and we get...
Yeah.
I was looking really on for like more the aesthetic side of things, but Chief Cahill really stepped up and had some great just basic on the ground knowledge about what he needed. Started out with his own plan on his cardboard, and it went from there. And like you said, the bid package was a brick of paper. It was and it was very. And having the police on board to have all that background knowledge from doing recent firehouses was indispensable. But like you said, everybody.
Great.
When are you going to demo?
We're going to find out. We have a pre-town meeting tomorrow on 1:30.
That needs to be kind of a public thing.
Well, it'll be made public very quickly.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Next, we'll have approval of bills and payroll. Do we have any discussion items?
I didn't bring the stuff up with me. So I met with the Green Team on Monday night, and we talked about South Jersey Gas. There's two programs that it's energy efficient programs. Two combined. The first one I'll talk about is they have a consultant that actually comes in to our low and moderate income families here in the city for free. They will come into their home. And on the low income families, for the low income families, they can spend up to $25,000 in that home at no cost to those residents to bring those home windows, heating systems,
right,
air conditioning, that kind of stuff. So that's what I want to do is get the city behind this, get this information out on our website, out to our residents, so they can take advantage of this. If you're a middle income, and the middle income and low incomes are set by the state, it's by county. So the middle income guidelines, same thing, it's a free inspection, but they're limited to $7,000 in improvements. So it's a little less positive.
And a lot of our seniors are probably falling into
exactly.
Which is great.
So they also have a program for those that are not in any of these two categories. Just Joe Junkie Public can pay a $50 fee. They will come in and inspect your home, and you can get that. Is the back of that one on there too as well? No, it's not. The Green Life, you have one? Did you didn't do the back of it?
No, it's only okay. Sorry.
So there's another program for just anybody. And you can get some tax rebates on improvements to your property. Again, heating systems, cooling systems, windows, things of that nature.
And it's also to get an Atlantic right?
Yes. So
doesn't matter what you're heating it.
Right. The Green Life Group is one of the subs that will do the work.
Okay.
They'll actually come in and do the inspection. They're certified in that. So I would like to get this out. I don't know if we need to act.
No.
Just support it, get it on our website.
Get it on the website, right.
Okay.
Right.
That's really why I want to talk to you guys about it. I've seen it work in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for our population that needs a little help. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get it out to Sarah.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, please do.
Definitely. Yeah, that's good information.
All right.
That might be something we want to do with the next tax bill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think this is because the people, there's a lot of seniors that don't go on.
I have a stack of cards that I gave to Lisa to put out on her counter.
On the counter, and on tax office.
So,
but the tax, because a lot of seniors don't go on social media.
That's a great
idea.
So I think we need to put this in the tax bill.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
Lisa, will you make a note of that?
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. That's all I have.
Okay. So the next is the public portion. Do I have a motion to open public portion on any of the items we discussed?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second. Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We do not have, we are now in our regular meeting. We do not have approval of minutes. We already did the resolution appointing Joseph Fussman as police captain. We swore him in. So the next is the ordinance introduction of Chapter 173, peddling and soliciting. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce Ordinance 2019-044.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any public hearings tonight, and we do not have any adoptions of ordinances. Public comment section on the resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. Anyone, do I have a motion to open public?
Motion to open public.
There is a second.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on the resolutions? I see none. Motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next we have Resolution 2019-098 to 2019-102 to adopt by consent. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt Resolutions 2019-098 through 0102, excuse me.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next we have approval of bills and payroll. Lisa, can you read them, please?
We have payroll 210-19 through 223-19 in the amount of $509,170.86. We have payroll 224 through 39-19 in the amount of $518,889.48. And we have bills in the amount of $410,982.60.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety report this evening?
None for me.
No? Okay. The next, do we have any commissioner reports? No?
Nope.
Okay. The last public portion to anyone from the public like to speak on anything. Do I have a motion to open public?
Motion to open public comment.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on anything? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We do not have executive session tonight. Am I correct? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We need to adjourn.